We are doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Vayera, and the subject is the tests of Avram, the 10 tests. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya bat Dani HaKohen. The Netivot Shalom had asked, why did the Torah give us the details of Avram's test? Why is it that the tests were only given to Avram Avinu and not the other forefathers? And why is it that only by the test of the Akedah is the test introduced with the introduction and God tested Avram? And he began explaining that just as Avram had 10 tests, so too every Jew undergoes 10 tests throughout his life, and the tests match each individual's level. Every Jew has their mission, and through the tests we succeed in fulfilling our mission in this world. And he had explained that there are two types of service of Hashem in this world. Every person performs in the performance of the mitzvot, specifically in the performance of the Torah, and then there's the love that he expresses to Hashem, which is expressed through the way he stands up to the tests. The biul bazeh, and the explanation in this, kedita basfarim hakdoshim, as it says in the holy works, shetachlit kol haTorah v'chol haMitzvot, that the essence, the end all of the Torah and the mitzvos, he ahavat Hashem, is the actual love of Hashem, v'dveikut v'Hashem, and connecting to Hashem. V'asara nisyonot, and the 10 tests that a person undergoes, Hem asher megalim, they are what reveal umodiim et ahavato, and they make known his love, v'dveikuto b'Hashem yitbarach, and his connection, his bond with Hashem, blessed be He. What does the Mishnah say? Avram was tested 10 tests, stood up to them all, lehodia, to make known, kama chibato lifnei hamakom, how much is his love before the omnipresent? And this is not only true of Avram, this is true of any individual that is tested and stands up to the tests. Kmo she'etzel Avram Avinu ikar nisyonot hayu b'midat ahava, just as by Avram the primary tests were stemming from God's trait of love, she'ayu b'neim kilu nisyonot she'lo haya b'yado lasot me'uma ve'lo hayu tluim b'bchirato, there were some tests where Avram didn't have to do anything. Things were taken out of his control. Sarah was abducted. He didn't have to do anything. It was a question of where his heart was. What would he say and feel? Avram was thrown into the furnace. So there he had a choice beforehand. But some of the tests were beyond his control. He didn't have a choice. There's a famine, he has to leave. Now what? The question is, with what attitude will he leave? Umashmuta midato b'nisayon, and in those tests which did not leave him any choice or any action, so then the idea of his standing up to the test was, Haita bekach shekibel ba'avat rotzon Hashem. The idea was that when he saw that God's will was that A or B or C would happen, he took it with love. Uchigon vayhi rav ba'aretz. For example, when there's a famine, he has no choice. He has to travel south. Now, what was the test in that? The test was, with what attitude will he go southward? Will he question God? Will he say, God just told me to come here. God controls the world. I came, I did what he told me. Now there's a famine? Vatukach ha'isha bet paro. His wife was abducted to the house of Paro. Ulvet Avimelech. His wife was abducted a second time, taken to the house of Avimelech. Twice. He stood up to this test. Why do you have to do it a second time? You guys ever wonder? In these three cases, he had no choice. Things were beyond his control. But the idea that he stood up to these tests was that he accepted things that were beyond his control with love, understanding that this is the will of Hashem, blessed be He. He understands it, he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand it, and nonetheless he accepts it lovingly. Sheikal midato shel Avraham Avinu, the primary trait of Avram, our forefather, he midat chesed, is the trait of kindness, midat ahava, the trait of love. ובה היו עיקר הניסיונות שיקבל רצונו יתברך מאברהם. And so the prime challenges of Avram was whether he would accept Hashem's will with love. וכן בניסיון העקידה, so too when it came to the test of the עקידה, היה עיקר הניסיון על האהבה. The prime test was not whether he would do it or not, as much as would he do it out of love. כמו שביארנו עניין וישכם אברהם בבוקר, as we explained, the idea that Avram woke up early in the morning, like Rashi explains that he was swift to do the mitzvah, שלגודל החביבות לקיים מצוות השם, because of his love to do Hashem's will. If this is what Hashem wants, ישכים בבוקר, he gets up early in the morning. וכן חבש בעצמו החמור. He runs to saddle his donkey. שאהבה מקלקל את השורה. Because love causes us to do things out of order. וכן בעצם העקידה, and so too in the binding itself, שהיא בחינת אהבה מקלקל את השורה. That the עקידה is really an aspect of love causing things to go out of order. שעיקר הניסיון לא היה עצם המעשה. The prime test over here was not in the action, כי אם הסתירה שהייתה לאברהם אבינו. But rather, the prime test was the contradiction that Avram Avinu would see. שאתמול אמרת לי כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרה. Just short time earlier, God had told him, Yitzchak is your future, he is your seed, and him you will have a seed. ועכשיו אתה אומר לי, יעלה ולשם לעולה? And now you tell me, bring him up for an Ola sacrifice. So the prime test wasn't in the actual enacting, in the action, as much as in the thought, the feelings, when God is seemingly contradicting himself. ואברהם אבינו קיבל זאת בתכלית אהבה. And Avram got it with utmost love, וכאמור שתכלית כל התורה והמצוות, and as we began and we said, that the essence of all of the Torah and all of the mitzvot, היא אהבת השם, is the capacity to love Hashem ודבקות בשם, and bond and fuse with Hashem. וזה נודע על ידי הניסיונות. And this is revealed through a person standing up to the challenges. וביתר שאת, and it is revealed most greatly בניסיון העקידה, and the challenge of being told to bind his son. ואם אין לנו שייכות למדרגה רמה כזו של אהבה שעורר אברהם אבינו בניסיון העקידה, and even if a person would say, that's beyond me, I can't take anything from Avram's standing up to the test of the Akedah. That's beyond me. אבל עצם הדבר שייך לכל יהודי לפני עצמו, בכל הניסיונות העוברים עליו. But the idea, the core theme of the ניסיון, of that test, that is applicable to every Jew individually, in every challenge that he has. שהעיקר בהם, because the core theme through all the ניסיונות is the אהבה, the love that Avram has for Hashem. שכל משהו של אהבה שיהודי מוסר ומקריב מאהבתו, anything that stems from love that a Jew gives and he is willing to forgo and it stems from his love, הרי זה מודיע כמה חיבתו לפני המקום, and that he is showing how much love he has before the omnipresent. ומעלתו שכל אחד ואחד היא לא מצד שמקיים כל התורה. When a person is gauged, he isn't gauged solely based upon his performance. Does he keep the whole Torah? That's not enough. אלא רק מתוך שעומד בניסיונות. A person is gauged as to how did he do when he was challenged? How did he do when things did not work out right? Where was he holding then? שבזה הוא ממלא שליחותו, and that he is fulfilling his mission, ותכליתו and his essence, להודיע כמה חיבתו לפני המקום, to make known how much love he has before the omnipresent. ודברי המאור עיניים מאירים לנו את כל הפרשת הניסיונות שנכתבו באריכות בתורה. And the words that we began with, that the commentary Maor Einayim explained that the 10 tests correspond to the test that a Jew will have throughout his life, so that enlightens us as to how to understand all of the nisyonot that are written in length in the Torah. ולמה לא נאמרו הניסיונות של יצחק ויעקב? Why is it that Yitzchak and Yaakov, who stood up to other challenges, why is it that the Torah doesn't recount them in great detail? כי באמת כל אחד ואחד מישראל עובר 10 ניסיונות. Because really Yitzchak and Yaakov were already just repeating Avram. We said after Avram, every Jew has to live up to 10 tests. So the Torah didn't have to point out how Yitzchak and Yaakov had their own 10 tests. Because in that we're all the same. Every one of us has that. וגם יצחק ויעקב עברו ניסיונות. They too stood up to their tests. El Sharishonei Avraham Avinu. But the first one to stand up to the 10 tests was Avraham, our forefather, Shatorah Katvat HaNisyonot Shelo, that the Torah recorded his challenges, L'lamed lanu inyan ha-nisyonot ha-nogah l'kol echad v'echad b'chol ha-dorot, to teach us this idea of the challenges that every person in every generation has to live up to. Should we conclude? We have one more paragraph. Or call it a night. Yeah? Okay. חלק התורה הזה של פרשיות הניסיונות של אברהם אבינו, this section of the Torah, of the challenges, the tests of אברהם אבינו, מלמדנו, comes to teach us, שבכל מצווה יש עצם קיום המצווה שהוא חלק העשייה של המצווה, that in every mitzvah there is the level of the performance of the mitzvah, actually doing the mitzvah, ויש תכלית ופנימיות המצווה, and then there is the essence, the internal aspect of the mitzvah, shu b'chinat atzilut shel ha-mitzvah, that is like the aura of the mitzvah. I don't know how to translate atzilut any better than aura. It's like the light it gives off. Uchigon mitzvat milah. Let's take, for example, the mitzvah of circumcision. Shaleh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, that regarding that mitzvah, Hashem says to Avraham, hitalech lefanai, walk before me, Veheyei tamim, and be whole. Ve'amru chazal, our sages taught in the Talmud and Shabbos. Al ha-pasuk, on the verse that David HaMelech said, Sasa nochi al imratecha kemotzei shelal rav. I rejoice over your commandment as though I found great loot. So our sages said, what was David rejoicing over? Which commandment? Dekai al mitzvat mila. That refers to the mitzvah of circumcision. Shekibelu aleihem besimcha. That the Jewish people accepted that mitzvah out of joy, and we still perform the mitzvah with joy. Whenever we have a bris, we have a little bit of wine, we have a party, we celebrate. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the mitzvah. So, in this example of the mitzvah of mila, the primary, call it the internal aspect of the mitzvah, and maybe call it the metaphysical aspect of the mitzvah, he has simcha sheyudi sameach umrutze b'Hashem itbara. What's at the core of the bris, of the mila? That a Jew is happy, he's happy, and he's content, so to speak, with his creator. You guys hear that? He's saying that's at the heart of the mitzvah. ואומנם כאשר השם יתברך עוזר ליהודי ויש לו בהירות המחשבה, when Hashem helps a Jew and he has clarity of thought, הרי אין שמחה גדולה מזו. There's nothing happier than that. שזה היום המאושר ביותר אצל יהודי כשהוא מכניס את בנו בבריתו של אברהם אבינו עליו השלום. The happiest day by a Jew is when he merits to bring his son in that covenant of Avraham Avinu להיות יהודי מלגיונו של מלך. When he enters that covenant, he now becomes a Jew who is part of the king's battalion. This is a prime aspect of the mitzvah. This aspect that when we do a bris, we don't just cut it off and say, oh, I hope he'll be okay, and no, I feel so bad, he's suffering. No, we rejoice, we make a party. That's a prime aspect of the mitzvah. It's the spirit of the mitzvah. That we're saying, this is a great thing. He's entered the legions of Jews. Yesh mitzvot shetachlit ha-pnimiyut hi simcha. We have mitzvot that the essence of the pnimiyut, the internal essence of the mitzvah, is the fact that we're happy over this mitzvah. V'yesh mitzvot shapnimiyut shelein hi ahava. And some mitzvot, the core of the mitzvah is love. She'adayin mekamin otan be'ahava. Those are the mitzvahs that we perform with love. For example, Shabbos, Yom Tov, those are days where on the outside what we do on those days is pleasure, happiness, that's the external, and the internal aspect of the mitzvah is the Jew's connection to Hashem, the love, the bond between us. The mila on the external is sad, you're slicing the boy. On the internal it's happy. We express that internal with rejoicing with the mila. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the external is pleasure, it's happy. The internal is love, is the bond between us and Hashem. וכן כל הניסיונות שיהודי עובר, and so to all the challenges, the tests that a Jew passes, מיועדים בפנימיותם, their purpose is internally, להביאו למדרגה העליונה של אהבת השם, to bring him to that high level of loving Hashem. When he stands up to the challenge and he says, I'm still with you, that brings him to the love of Hashem. And we can easily understand this with the example of a parent and a child. Child wrecks the car. And he comes home and his father doesn't say, you know, I told you not to speed. He says, are you okay? And the same thing between spouses. Maybe we'll conclude with a point that Rabbi Yort once told me. Chazal tell us the Torah begins with kindness and ends with kindness. Where does the Torah begin with kindness? Where it says that God made clothing for Adam and Eve, for Adam and Chava. So you ask yourself, and the fact that God created the world wasn't kindness? And the fact that God created Eve for Adam wasn't kindness? You have a whole slew of psukim describing God's kindness before that. Why do Chazal point out, you know, the Torah begins with kindness because God made clothing for Adam and Eve after they sinned? What about everything that preceded, all of creation? That's not kindness. Every pasuk is kindness. So he said, the idea is that God told Adam and Chava, don't eat from the fruit. They ate from the fruit. Now they had a problem. They recognized their nakedness. A person could say, you made the problem, you fix it. When a person can say, you made the problem, you fix it, and he doesn't, he steps up and says, here, let me help you. That's kindness. The fact that a person does not throw the blame, doesn't say, you know, you wouldn't be here if you wouldn't have done that. In those instances, when a person steps forward and takes care of things, that's chesed. That's why the Torah chose that. Specifically that instance where Adam and Chava caused the problem and Hashem came forward and made them clothing. Every time a Jew is faced with a test, with a challenge, the feeling can arouse within him, God, you did this to me. You put me here. And that's where every challenge, like he described about Avraham Avinu, the challenge is not only as to how will I contend with this challenge, the challenge is with what spirit will I contend with the challenge. Will I look at it like God could have looked at Adam and Chava and say, you got yourself there, get out, you figure out the solution. Do I look up at God and say, well, you put me here, how am I supposed to keep Shabbos if I'm stuck in the Midwest and there's no community? How am I supposed to keep kosher if I'm here and there's nothing to eat? Or do I say, wait a second, I'm here, this is a challenge, and God knows everything I'm going through, and He put me here, so now I'm going to live up to it with love. That's the challenge of Avram. When Avram's wife is abducted, there's nothing he can do. But he has two choices as to his attitude. He can say, God, you promised me if I come to the land of Israel, things will be good, I'll be wealthy, I'll have a family, I'll be famous. I've lost all my wealth. I'm being treated like a slave. I mean, slaves aren't treated so bad. My wife is taken for the king's wife. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. Or he could look at it with love and say, I know Hashem's running the world. I'm going to daven. I'm going to ask Hashem to help me out. But I know that He has a plan and He's running the world. And that's the way Avram did stand up to it. The Midrashim described his tefillot. So I think the message that Tivot Shalom wants us to walk away with is that we will also have our challenges in life. And the key, what we learn from Avram Avinu, is with what attitude we stand up to the challenges. And we have to recognize that each challenge is really potential for growth in our connection to Hashem, for growth in our Ahavat Hashem, in our love for Hashem. Because just like Hashem's kindness to us was revealed when we didn't deserve it, when we actually made the problem, so too our love to Hashem is revealed when we could view it and say, God, you made this problem. Yes, God, so to speak, made the problem. God gave us the challenge. But it's not a problem, it's an opportunity. It's part of life, it's what we're here for. We wouldn't be here if not for the challenges. It's like, I remember one of our teachers said a fantastic line. He said, if anyone shoots another spitball, they'll write 1,000 times, I will not shoot a spitball in class. And what do you know? One guy shot a spitball. And the teacher said, okay, you're writing 1,000 times, I will not shoot another spitball in class. And the guy came after class and apologized to the teacher. And the teacher said, okay, but don't do it again. So the guy said, I'm really sorry. And the teacher said, yeah, I heard you. That's okay, that's why you're here. You're here to learn. You've learned your lesson, fine. That's why you're in school. So you've learned. So we've accomplished something today. I think that's the attitude. You've learned, you've accomplished something. We've come to earth to learn, to grow, to accomplish. Accomplishing, like the Netivot Shalom says, is not only in the performance of the mitzvot, but more so in what the mitzvot are supposed to develop within us. That when things seem to go bad, like Avram's challenges, when we have challenges, we stand up to them with love. Hashem should give us the strength to do that, you know. It's easier said than done. Tov. Laila tov.